This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia on an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others, who said the hospital treating him was badly equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny allies that arranged the flight say his condition is stable but worrying. South Korea says it has held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. A pair of tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and will spin over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. In 1933, a major hurricane made landfall in South Texas, while a separate system weakened to a tropical storm after crossing the Florida coast. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United